Hi there, welcome back to a new season of Everyone is Extraordinary called Walking My Way. I'm Ruby, I'm 22 and I live in London. I graduated from Cambridge last year and I have been working in TV production ever since, but I'm taking time off work to go on a pilgrimage. Not just any pilgrimage, the Camino de Santiago. I will be walking 800 kilometers as a female solo traveler, completely untrained, in fact, with a bit of a hip injury. This journey has been a dream of mine since I was 15 when I read The Pilgrimage by Paulo Coelho. I wouldn't say I'm religious, but I do have some sort of relationship with spirituality, which I'm hoping to explore on this trip. I will be documenting my practical experiences, from blisters to budgets to hiking as an untrained London galley for over a month. I'm an ultralight packer, nothing gets me going more than a nifty weight solution. I cannot imagine anything more exciting than sharing my light packing solutions with you, as lame as that sounds. I will also be documenting the spiritual insights that I gain along the way, leaving no page unturned with regards to my personal life. I'm quite the oversharer after all. I will also be documenting the scenery and historical artifacts of this journey. I love religious history and I can't wait to learn loads on the trip about the millions of pilgrims that came before me. Yes, millions. And finally, I will be documenting the connections that I make along the way, interviewing as many fellow pilgrims as possible, because after all, everyone is extraordinary. This way you can hear for yourself what this epic journey is actually like these days for real people. From highs to lows, revelations to blisters, and everything in between, you will hear it all. I have no idea what it's going to be like and I'm totally unprepared, so come along with me as we discover it together in real time. I hope you enjoy. I'm so excited and a little bit nervous for this journey, and I can't wait to experience immense personal growth and to share it all with you. Buen camino! Hey, so this weekend in the lead up to me going off on my pilgrimage, I've been seeing a lot of my friends and saying goodbye, and it was coincidentally boat race weekend. So I thought, you know, while they're a bit tipsy, let's mic them up and figure out what they've got to say to me about my crazy journey. And in the process, you will get a sense for what the weekend entailed, because these recordings were taken between Saturday morning and Sunday evening. So without further ado, here they are.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Alicia, bestie.
Hello.
Would you like to describe your relationship to me?
Describing the relationship, yeah. So Ruby has been a long-standing friend of mine, best friend of mine for a long time, a few years. She's an amazing girl, she's leaning on some buttons. Yeah, no, but she's a great girl and I'm very excited for her in this round of life.
Where are we right now?
Somewhere behind Finchley Road that we didn't know existed. Yes.
It's crazy.
But you know, we've got Hampstead Baby Care opposite us, so that's perfect really, isn't it? God damn.
So
yeah. Pilgrimage, I think, is a very special thing. And yeah, I feel like Ruby will really what are you gonna do, cleanse your soul or
what aspects of my personality would you like to see never come back from the pilgrimage?
Your homosexuality. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm black. Don't come for me. I think maybe like the pressure that you put on yourself to achieve perfection. I think maybe that needs to ease up. Yeah.
And what are you hoping to see come back? What would you
come back? Oh gosh. Just unapologeticness, I think, and not having to question yourself and just thinking, you know, you're a good person with good intent. So that's all that matters, really.
God, that's so nice.
Yeah, hell yeah. And I don't mind that she's gay. I hope her poor taste in men actually never comes back. I think that's something I really hope for her, yes.
So. What about my taste in women?
Oh, that's also quite appalling at this rate as well, isn't it, given your recent endeavour? But, you know, it's okay. We're getting there.
Alicia, what will you be doing in your life in the month of April? What's your personal pilgrimage?
Gosh, my personal pilgrimage?
Yeah.
Fuck. Get a podcast episode released. That's the goal. Just vibe it out, bro. Yeah, that's my...
Would you like to promote your podcast, please?
Yes. Okay. All That Culture on Instagram and Spotify, discussing all things cultural and the discourse around it. It's very black and brown. Yeah, thank you.
Woo!
Whoop, whoop.
Any final words?
Everybody have a good day. Don't vote Tory in the next election. All right. Good. Whoop, whoop.
Hey, guys, so would you all like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Grace.
Hi, I'm Laura.
Hi, I'm Ellie.
And, like, what would you describe your relationship to me? What would
to
you say?
Ruby, we hate her.
Good for you, I'm actually her best friend forever. Cool.
Shut up.
Bestie vibes.
Bestie vibes.
Okay, I'd like to redo my answer.
Okay, we're actually all besties.
We actually love
you. What have we been up to today? What have we been doing? What's been the vibes?
We were at the boat race.
Varsity boat race.
Yes.
Yeah, but not just any boat race.
What are you most excited in terms of personality traits to see me leave behind on the pilgrimage, like never bring
leave
back?
Behind.
Like, what do you think I need?
I'm really glad there's gonna be no stress when you come back.
Okay. Nice.
I think the overly obsessiveness about light packing potentially.
No, I feel like that's here to stay. We love the light packing.
I'm hoping that if you do come across the markets, which we've got fingers crossed about, then maybe having an extra bag to carry along.
Thought you were about to say
allowed.
If she, fingers crossed, comes back.
Well, that too, you know, that'd be nice.
I'm really glad she's left behind the hiking shoes.
Oh yeah, we're really glad they're not going to make an appearance.
Please, can the red trousers also not?
No,
make
someone bought them.
Someone like to describe the red trousers situation.
The worst thing you've ever seen, times 10, slash like a circus clown.
Yeah.
That's honestly the best I can come to
terms. Sort of made me internally hurt seeing them being worn, to be honest.
Yet someone bought them.
So these were some flea market finds.
Find is a strong word.
They were horrific. They were really
bad. Have you seen a pic of them?
No, I haven't.
They had an excessive crotch area. Nobody needed that much crotch area.
We could not work out what the fuck they were possibly intended for.
And I was scared of mosquitoes, so did they have to make an appearance every single day?
And they were tucked into the
socks. They were tucked in. It was
actually quite
bad. Imagine the worst bit. Like, her wearing a full-length shirt tucked in to the trousers tucked into the... Everyone else was wearing, like, huge summer dresses.
This is going to be, like, Gap Year over.
She might end up like Ellie if she's...
Yeah, we can all hope.
Would you like a rosary?
I love a rosary. I've got them in black and red, so not those two. Any other colour, I'm so down.
Next question.
What am I going to miss out on in April while I'm gone?
She's going to miss out on someone's lesbian experience. No replies, don't at me.
Great. What are you guys doing in April? Like, what's your own personal pilgrimages?
I'm just working in consulting, guys.
Really spiritual.
I'll be doing my exams.
I will also be doing my law exams.
And do you have any parting words?
I feel like we should have been warned about this question.
Honestly. Were these pre-prepared questions or have they just come out?
She fucking knew what she was asking. Guys, I just need you to send all of you words. She knew what she was doing. Anyway.
I don't have any.
I can go first.
You go first.
What about like three words we hope for Ruby's pilgrimage?
Well, you just made it worse because not
no,
a word.
No, okay, no,
I think
I don't.
Fulfillment.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Weather, as in good weather, but that's two words. So I use that as one. And happiness.
I'm just gonna say love you. Haha. But haha was obviously one word. So
love you.
Second that.
Second that. That's
so we've actually
words.
Got.
Second that.
Two votes.
Second that, haha. Love you, haha. Second that, haha. And then whatever the fuck Eddie was talking about.
Perfect. Oh,
thanks, guys.
Okay, so would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Immy. Me and Ruby are T-minus 36 hours until you go away. I'm so stressed.
On a trip of a lifetime.
What have we been up to today? And where are we at in the evening?
We're just chilling. We've been fed well, drunk well, just ate the good food for Alex's birthday. Great, great hosts.
Immaculate vibes.
Immaculate vibes.
All round.
What a way to start the beginning of your beautiful journey.
And how would you describe our relationship? How are we friends? What happened?
Ah, I actually know exactly the day. Me and Ruby went to uni together. Ruby was the year below.
I'm so lame.
Which always...
It has always been that year above cool girl that I've aspired to.
I feel like I hate that it will always be a thing, but there's always going to be a year below and a year above. But we did the same degree, so we like the same kind of things. We have the same kind of brain. Ruby advises me on my life. I advise her on hers. Basically advises to each other.
Imi, what advice do you have for me then in that case?
To live your best life, enjoy your days, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the walking, enjoy the time by yourself. But yeah, you're gonna have the best time ever. You're gonna be great.
What personality trait do you hope that I leave behind?
Something we just discussed. Would that count as a personality trait? Biting your skin around your nails, which we're both complete creatures of habit of.
We both have such an issue with biting our thumbs. Do you have it as well, where it's just on one side of your thumb?
Yeah,
like on that bit.
Yeah, and my thumb is now like literally twice as big
than
the other, because like I've just like bit it for the last 15 years of my life. The thing is it really does go away when I'm relaxed and on holiday, as does yours. I think the next 40 days you're not gonna bite your skin.
No biting. I was just saying to Imi, it's so embarrassing because at work sometimes I'll accidentally make it bleed and then literally be sucking my thumb to make the blood like not go like it's just not good. Yeah, so that's such a good one. That personality trait is getting left behind.
And now every time if you do it, you can just think of me telling you not to do it.
Exactly. Do you have any final words?
My final words of wisdom.
What's your quote of the day? What's your Instagram? You can't pour from an empty cup.
Just keep walking down those 40 days.
Just keep walking.
Yeah.
All right, bye. Where are we?
We are outside Jazz Cafe.
And how am I being a snake? Explain.
Ruby's being a snake by not coming. But she needs her sleep for the pilgrimage and beyond.
So,
however,
how do you feel about the fact that I'm snaking you for the sake of the pilgrimage?
I feel snaked. I feel like Ruby's a terrible friend.
What the fuck is going on, Ruby?
Yeah, compare. I don't.
She has a microphone.
I don't fucking know. There's a microphone, and wow. I feel under pressure.
I'm trying to be an influencer.
I need to be.
I see so much.
Good in my language and PG.
I need to be.
Okay,
good.
Guys.
And this is difficult. No, I hope the churches are worth it.
It's a lot of walking.
Yeah, and I hope the condoms are comfortable.
The experience of movement.
That guy looks a lot like Thomas Atkins.
And I've asked everyone this. I'm scared. What personality trait are you excited for me to leave behind in the pilgrimage and never bring back to London? Other than my snakiness on nights out.
The boring Ruby that doesn't go out.
Oh, okay. Any others? Any others? Nope.
Anyone for any more? Any more friends? Nothing.
Oh, okay. Oh, do you want to say that a bit louder for the mic?
I think Ruby's great.
Oh.
It's a bit wet though, isn't it?
Right.
This whole thing is a bit wet, to be honest.
We need to stop recording into a mic.
Right, okay. Bye.
I'm on the phone to Ruby and I'm recording a podcast episode with her. And now you're in the background asking about my washing. But yeah, I put it on.
Love you.
Okay, bye. My
mom's like, she loves you. Hi, Ria's mom. So yeah, Ria, how would you describe our relationship? Like, how did we meet? What's our story together? Where did our relationship begin?
Ruby was slaying, playing basketball on a sports trial session. And I came and I was like sat next to her. I remember this so vividly. And I was like, oh, you're really good. And then we both found out we were new. And then we were chatting away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we've been friends ever since, basically. We had a few interesting friends along the way. But,
we really did. We were in a very interesting friend group.
Yeah, we really were. School. But
let's not go there.
Yeah.
There'll always have been a few months since we last seen each other. So there's always huge life updates and talking really deeply about everything that's going on. And it's so
it was
nice.
It was like, we don't even just talk about, like, we won't even talk surface levels. Like, it doesn't matter how little we see each other. We'll, like, see each other and get into the nitty-gritty pretty quick.
Go straight to the mental health.
Yeah, we go straight
to the trauma.
We're both therapy friends.
You were giving me some great therapy on Thursday night. Ria is the type of gal who has recommended me so many amazing self-help books and things. And you're literally responsible for a lot of my self-growth. So
really,
this is kind of, that's along the lines of the pilgrimage though. That's like,
I feel like you've probably grown up knowing about this too. Or...
Well, yeah, I really want to do it. So I'm intrigued about how it's going to... I'm sort of letting Ruby trial it for me. I'm not going to go at it with like a negative perspective. I might go and see what it's about. I think it's going to be amazing.
Yes, I agree. What would you be most afraid of?
On the pilgrimage. Maybe just like being out there, walking every day, feeling exhausted, and then getting to like a saturation point of like, fuck this, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah, that would be the only thing. But I don't think you'll get there. Well, maybe you will, but maybe that's part of it.
I'm quite scared that literally 2 days in, I'm going to be fed up.
Yeah.
It won't even take that long for me, I don't think. What personality trait do you want me to leave behind in the pilgrimage and never bring back to London?
Your lack of replying.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Ria.
Okay,
what's the worst I've left it? I think I possibly left you a month before.
Yeah, definitely.
So bad. So
the thing is, I'm like not even that fussed. I just know that it's part of you, so I'm like, okay, it's fine. Do you know what I mean? Like when you get to that point with people, like I have another friend that's like that. And you're like, okay. Well, I know they're busy, so it's okay. But...
Any others while we're at it?
No. You're perfect, Ruby.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Except for my lack of replies. I'm hoping to leave behind sort of perfectionism that gets in the way of self-esteem. It's when it gets to a vicious cycle of being less motivated to do anything because you feel that you're so shit, even though you're not even. So it's just stupid. That would be really cool if I could once and for all banish that.
Yeah, leave behind the perfection. It's something that everyone, I don't know if everyone struggles with it, but like I'm the type, like I'd be the type of person to like start something and then just like, if I'm not doing well at it, like be like, right, okay, that's rubbish. I'm gonna stop now.
And I think so many people end up not realizing their full selves because they have that self break, and they tell themselves, oh, that shit, I should stop, and then they can't live out their dreams. I've wanted to have a regular podcast for ages, and perfectionism got in the way of it. My brain tells me a million reasons why. Oh my god, that's so embarrassing, that's so bad, you shouldn't do it, stop. But I think it is literally all in my head. Obviously, it's so embarrassing at the moment, but maybe one day it won't be.
But it's not embarrassing because you enjoy it, so who cares what anyone
else. Isn't that crazy, though, that literally I could just decide to not listen to that voice and carry on going, and who knows what would happen? Or I could listen to that and just not do anything, and then I won't be a podcaster or an interviewer, which is what I think I want to be, an interviewer.
Exactly. Yeah. Your craft. Someone once said to me, I think you'll enjoy this, that if you're constantly really harsh with yourself and really critical with yourself, if you think of yourself as a garden and you're just there constantly stamping on all the flowers and like, you know, like trampling all over the, like, I don't know, herbs and stuff, whatever you have in a garden, cutting down the trees with your like critical voice, and like, how is anything ever going to grow?
The thought of stamping on flowers is so sad as well.
Yeah, it is sad, but that's what you do.
That's what you've
got to
see yourself as. Yeah.
Yeah, you're crumpling those flowers.
Don't hurt yourself. You'd never hurt others like that.
No, see what happens. Don't be critical.
Accidentally doing therapy on the podcast now.
That's okay.
Rahul.
Ruby, and I'm doing a podcast. I'll speak to you later. Bye.
I want to say hi to Rahul.
Oh, I will.
Do you have any final words?
Bring blister plasters.
That is wise. That is possibly the most important thing to do.
God, your medic friend recommending some medical advice.
Thank you so much, Ria.
That's okay.
Ivy.
Or Ivy too. Oh.
Hello, and would you like to say your name and why you associate with me?
Why I associate with you? Well, okay, so hi, I'm Adam. I went to school with Ruby and we are best friends still to this day.
Shockingly.
Sorry. One of the best friends. I know there are multiple people who like want like claim to that title, but I'd say I'm up there, which is good.
Yeah.
And we're talking today because Ruby is going on some wild trip tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. She is leaving, and yeah, she just wants people to be saying how crazy she is for doing this, which I agree, she is crazy for doing it.
And what is it that you told me to do two nights ago.
It was going to be much. It was much funnier in the moment. I think saying it now is not going to.
He told me to join a running club instead of do a pilgrimage because that's going to satisfy the same things that I'm looking for.
I asked Ruby, you know, like, what do you think you're going to get out of this? I was asking her what things she's going to really enjoy by doing this. And she was talking about meeting new people, being out in nature and like exercise. And I told her, join a fucking running club next time, you know, meeting new people, running around outside. That does the same thing. Go away for a month a bit. Around like God knows where in the mountains, walking every day over some like spiritual journey. I mean, cool, but also like, whoa.
So I think the crucial difference, and you'll definitely agree with me, is that I'm probably not gonna have as much of a spiritual revelation in a running club than a pilgrimage.
Listen, you've never joined a running club, so you don't know if that's true. But yeah. I guess so. Cambridge won the boat race.
So, did you see the video of the guy literally being passed out?
No, lol.
So, one of the rowers in the men's ones literally was not conscious for the last 4 minutes of the race. But luckily, his oar wasn't touching the water, so they won still. But he was passed out. And then in the women's race, I literally saw one of them at the end heaving and vomiting out of the side of the boat.
Oh my god.
So it's really been physical weekend for Cambridge.
Yikes. Little do they know, you're about to like walk a half marathon.
Yeah, is that going to be me? Am I going to pass out? I honestly think it just sums up Cambridge perfectly. It's like, literally push yourself to death and keep going and win. That is the mentality that they try and instill in you. It's like, if you're not vomiting and passing out, you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. That doesn't seem too...
Yeah, it doesn't seem too healthy, does it?
No.
I'm not gonna be that mean to myself on this pilgrimage, and I am gonna tell myself that it's okay if I'm really hating it, that I could do it in a different way or stop.
Yeah, I'm terrified for you. I think I'm happy it's you and not me, but you'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, do you have any final words for all the five listeners?
All the five listeners.
Do you want to say anything to Caroline, to my mum?
Are these the people?
I'm listening, the listeners. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have nothing.
Okay. Thank you so much, Adzi.
No problem.
So, hey, would you like to describe your name and your relationship to me?
My name is Caroline, and my relationship to Ruby is a best friend / family ship.
For how long?
We chose each other when we were 4, and we were what now? 22, so 18 years.
Pretty long.
I think I might know a bit about you.
Just a bit. What are we doing right now? We're on the phone.
It's Easter Sunday currently. We are both about to jet set tomorrow. Reeves is about to commence on the pilgrimage. Long time coming.
And you're about to?
Go to Berlin, which will be nice.
Live your best life.
And we're doing slightly different holidays. I won't be trekking quite as far as you.
So we're both hot girl springing in our own way.
Exactly.
What are you hoping that I bring back for you? What little gift do you want to receive?
A rock, but not a heavy one. A light one that fits in line with your backpack. Weight needs. From a sentimental moment.
Oh, I can probably do that. Can probably fit that in.
A pebble, maybe.
A pebble.
I think so.
And do you think I have what it takes to survive a month of doing half marathons every day?
I know no one else that could survive that.
If you were to do this walk, what comfort item would you not be able to live without?
A car.
Drive between stop-offs.
Yeah, no, drive the walk.
If I was to play this back in a low moment, what do you want to tell me?
Oh my God, I really aren't prepared for this. I think whether it goes well or not, you've always wanted to do this, and it's all a good learning experience. I think you will meet interesting people and put yourself out there. And if you're in a low moment, keep walking because you can come home. You don't have to stay. Come back. What are you hoping to come out of it?
I just hope that I'll be filled with lots of new memories and experiences that I couldn't have even imagined would happen before. And I've just got a very open mind to learning about myself and about the world and people. I'm really excited about the unknown. Okay, right. Any final words before you go?
Good luck. Don't take a break day. Come home for your birthday.
Amazing. So how are you guys related to each other and how are you related to me?
We are sisters, Daisy and Lily.
Hi.
And we know Ruby. We've known Ruby for quite a while. How old are we now? Are we allowed to specify? Are we allowed to say how old?
Stranger danger, don't say any of your personal details.
24.
I think we've probably known each other for like 16 years or something like that. Because we went to the same non-disclosed school in primary school.
Primary through to secondary.
Yeah, so through all my changes, my ups, my downs, my suitcases, my scarves, my earplugs. My Taylor Swift. What change do you think is going to come from this experience that I'm having?
I feel like it's something that you've never done before. So I think within that, it's going to be great. And you're going to meet so many people from different walks of life. She's eating a potato. Set the scene.
I came to Daisy's house to stop in for a hug and a goodbye.
And potato.
I've stayed for 20 minutes and I'm eating all their food that they've just cooked. So this is great.
Is it good food?
It's delicious. The roast potato.
I hope this stays in.
It will. What do you think, Lily?
Oh, well, yeah, my friend did it.
What happened to your friend?
He went vegan. But I think he had a lot of time by himself and with a lot of strangers to evaluate his life and, like, be introspective. I think it was very positive.
Probably quite cold.
Yeah, a bit cold. God,
I'm so scared. The weather is not looking good. Oh, I've got a severe weather warning in the first place that I'm going to. And I'm a light packer, so I've only brought like 2 items of clothes. It's not okay, but it'll be, I'm sure I'll get through it.
You'll survive.
And would you like to plug the breakfast booster before we go?
Okay, if you insist. Yeah, I co-host a breakfast show, which will be starting up again in our third and final term of university with my friend Georgia, called The Breakfast Booster. Well, I think it's just called Breakfast Booster. You can follow us on Instagram. It's just a breakfast show, and it's just basically us chatting a bit too quickly at each other for like an hour and a half. Our boosties, that we call our fans, boosties. all 5 of them.
I'm a boostie.
They respond to stuff and...
You play loads of tunes.
Play loads of tunes, yeah, bangers. And then we make playlists out of them and then you can follow them on Spotify, so.
Any final words, Lily and Daisy?
I'm gonna miss you.
We'll miss you.
I haven't seen you in so long.
Your birthday.
Well, let's not just go Discord and invite you.
Media law, I'm breaking media law.
All right.
Yeah, good luck.
I love you.